Good evening, and welcome to a wonderful evening that we have planned for you tonight. I'm going to start right off, and I'm going to introduce the folks doing the auto hop. And they're from, you could almost say, all around the world. Here we have Mike Fenton, who's from England. We have Michael King, who's from well, someone said D.C., someone else said somewhere else, but I'm not going to say anywhere. And Becky Blackley, she said, don't say Bakley, because everyone says Bakley. So I didn't say Bakley, I said Becky Blackley. And the three of them will be coming out. Let's welcome them.
I've just been in that wonderful gospel singing session with Ethel Cathy Austin, and coming from the blissful anonymity of the tenor row, you suddenly feel a bit exposed up here. When I was a young boy growing up in England, most of my friends were into the Beatles. And then one magic day in a record store, I discovered a Carter Family album, which was available on a budget-priced album for about the equivalent of about a dollar in those days. And I bought this album, and a whole new world opened up. And later on, when I started making my first stateside trips, I was able to visit with the Carter family, got to know them pretty well over in Scott County, Virginia. So this is kind of a thank you song to that music and the Carter family. It's called My Privilege. Clinch Mountain home down at Macy's, on the trail of the old Lonesome Pine. From Angel's Camp unto Nashville, your world was a far cry from mine. In England on the radio airwaves, twice weekly a regular hour, took my first inspiration from the first time I heard Wildwood Flower. Yes, it was my privilege to know you, your music my honor to play. And I want you to know that I'm grateful for the music I practice today. Now I came to love and admire you, and a friendship for me I could tell. I'll ne'er forget that warm evening when I played my harp for Maybell. Yes, it was my privilege to know you, your music my honor to play. I don't want you to know that I'm grateful for the music I practice today. You influenced music for many, an honor no less than deserved. With auto hop, guitar, and voices, and a body of folk song preserved. Yes, it was my privilege to know you, your music my honor to play. And I want you to know that I'm grateful for the music I practice today. To that beautiful home way up yonder, to that wonderful peace you have gone. But we won't forget what you gave us, that music will always live on. Amen. Yes, it was my privilege to know you, your music my honor to play. And I want you to know that I'm grateful for the music I practice today.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, very good friend of mine who I've been working here with on the Auto Hop workshops this week, from Alexandria, Virginia, Mr. Michael King.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. I'd like to play a tune here. It's kind of fitting. This is my first time here in Augusta. This tune is derived from the wonderful hammer dulcimer playing of Mr. Sam Rosetta. It was quite an institution up here. This is an old tune called Hoedown. I would like you to welcome the distinguished coordinator of the Auto Hop program here, a woman who's been called by Frex Magazine to the Auto Hop what Julia Child is to French cooking. The flower of Loudoun County by way of Brisbane, California, my dear friend, Becky Blackley.
Down here. I'm not going to get any taller. This is it. This is as tall as I get. You notice he said coordinator, not coordinated. You're getting three different styles of auto harp here. It was kind of nice, and we picked our numbers separately, but you heard auto harp as a vocal backup and then this hot hoedown over here, both played on diatonic double strung auto harps. I'm going to play something, the slow and quiet side of the auto harp, on a chromatic auto harp, sometimes known as the traumatic auto harp. Before I play it, I like to adapt classical and semi-classical pieces, so I'm going to play something slow. But I wanted to be sure that the Mountain Dulcimer construction class was aware that the auto harp I am playing was built by your teacher, Keith Young. So you'll have some idea. You'll like it better when you hear it. You'll have some idea what a 36-string dulcimer might sound like. Anyway, I'm going to play a very old song that was popularized in the 60s when Joan Baez decided to sing part of it. It's called Plaisir d'Amour.
Wow. Speaking of wow. What's this? let's see. Oh, ooh, save it. Oh, and here's one. It's tricky, though. Who said it? Love. All right, good. Just practicing. This next gentleman that I'm going to introduce, I was in the back talking to him, and I could sit there for hours. And I'm sure probably many of you have sat with him. I know he visited the basket weaving class today. And he's from Duck, West Virginia. And he plays the banjo, he's a basket maker, and he's a singer, and it's real the folk tradition how his music is handed down from his relatives and handed down and down all the way to him, and he's handing it on to us. And so let's welcome Clyde Case.
I was taught manners. I know you're supposed to take your hat off for ladies present, but you can see why I don't. Now this song I'm going to sing, this is the kind of songs we sung when I was a boy. I'm up in years a little bit, getting kind of long in the tooth. And this is the kind of songs we sung then. I am the owner of a mule, the funniest mule in town, a ringbone and a spavin, and both of his eyes are blind. He can kick a fly off his left ear and never would stand still. I'm going to have a match for him if it costs a dollar bill. Whoa, muley, whoa, why don't you hear me holler? Tie a rail to that mule tail and he'll go through the collar. Why don't you put him on the track? Why don't you let him go? Cause every time I start that mule, it's whoa, muley, whoa. I took my girl out for a ride, the mule began to balk. He threw my girl out in the mud and spoiled her Sunday frock. That girl, she said she'd get revenge and stoop to get a brick. That mule let loose with both hind feet, and oh, that girl was sick. I put her on my shoulder, and I carried her to a bed. I put a poultice on her feet and one upon her head. I called for the doctor to come right quick, that she was very low. And everything that girl could say was, whoa, muley, whoa. This is another old timer. I don't know whether you ever heard or not. I married my wife in the month of June, nickety-nackety-now, now, now, and I carted her home by the light of the moon, nickety-nackety-knee, John Dapperty, Willity, Wallity, Rustical Quality, nickety-nackety-now, now, now. She only weighed 300 pounds, nickety-nackety-now, now, now. Before we got home, the cart broke down, nickety-nackety-knee, John Dapperty, Willity, Wallity, Rustical Quality, nickety-nackety-now, now, now. She washes her feet in the kitchen sink, nickety-nackety-now, now, now. She makes the white ones all turn pink, nickety-nackety-knee, John Dapperty, Willity, Wallity, Rustical Quality, nickety-nackety-now, now, now. The saddle and bridle is hanging on a shelf, nickety-nackety-now, now, now. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself. Nickety-nackety-knee, John Dapperty, Willity, Wallity, Rustical Quality, nickety-nackety-now, now, now.
Well, we're going to have, after this next performance group, we're going to have a little intermission, and then we're going to come back in and get on with the second set. The group that's going to perform next, the Allegheny River Indians, the Seneca Indians, they're from upstate New York, and they performed all over the country and at the Smithsonian. The director of the group is Bill Kraus, and the elder storyteller of the group is Richard Johnny John, and they're going to be joined by members of their family, and here they are. Let's welcome them.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are so glad to be here again this year. We were here last year and brought along some of the dancers from the Allegheny Indian River Dancers. Now, not to go any further, we're going to have the dancers come in. Have the dancers do what we call a welcome dance. With the dancing, and this time we're going to show you one of the dances that we have on our reservation when we have our social dancing in our longhouse. And as you know, in the spring, after a good rain, you see that little bird hopping around on your lawn. And the Indians have made up a set of songs to dedicate to that little bird, which is the robin, the Seneca Robin Dance. Oh. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going to go right along with the dancing. And this time we're going to go just a little bit south. And we do, as we go along, going to these different powwows that are being held all through the country. And this is where we learn our different songs, pick up the different songs, and learn how to dance from the different nations all through the United States and Canada. And this time we're going to go to the Delaware, the people of the Delaware, and we have picked this up and known as the Delaware Skin Dance. Going to go right along with the dancing, and this time we're going to treat you to something special that you don't hardly ever see where there's any Indians gathered to do any kind of dancing to the audience. Very seldom that you will see a young person doing what is called the hoop dance. Now this young man, he's my great grandson. And he started when he was just a little boy. And he only started out with three hoops. But as he grew up in years, and each year he adds on more hoops. He is now in his late 20s, and he has gone as far as using 30 hoops. And as he goes through the formation, we'd like to hear you people, if you like the way he's going through his different formations that he does. And he will show you how the eagle has laid its nest, has laid an egg. And then he goes on towards the end where you will see the eagle itself in flight. And the music will be furnished by Kevin John and John and Stephen Green. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, as you know, all good things has got to come to an end sometime. This is one of them. Now, as we go on, we're going to be doing one of the songs that we have made for the three sisters, which is our food, corn, the squash, and the beans. And we have made a song just for the corn itself. And this is what we're going to use to go off stage, and we sure hope that you people have enjoyed what little we have shown you tonight. Do I hear anything? Oh, okay. Thank you. Like I say, we are sure glad to be back here again this year, and we sure hope to be back again next year. Now, as we go on, we cordially invite all you people. As we go out, we're going into the lobby part. And in that part, we're going to be doing social dances. And if anybody wants to take part, we sure invite you and come and enjoy yourself and dance with the real American people. So as we go ahead, thank you. So as we go off, you can go into the lobby, and there we'll be showing you all the different kind of social dances that we do. We probably won't go through all of it because we've got a good many numbers of different kind of dances, but we'll show you just as many as we can this evening. And thank you, and we sure hope that to see you again somewhere in our travels of the past with crowds again. We never say goodbye to anybody. We do not have no such a word as saying goodbye to each other. We simply say, "Askonga ai," which means, "I'll see you again." Thank you.